This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, we'll hear about Ohio Valley Goodwill Industries as it celebrates 100 years of service. But first, a look at the major makeovers being done at several arts venues around town. In June, Music Hall is going to be closed for a highly detailed renovation. Memorial Hall closed last May and is currently under renovation. And Over the Rhine's getting a new theater on the corner of 12th and Elm Streets that will become the home of the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Here to discuss the changes in store for Cincinnati's performance arts spaces, our Vice President of Communications for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Cincinnati Pops, and May Festival, Chris Pinello, President of the Memorial Hall Society, Bill Bauman, and Cincinnati Shakespeare Company Producing Artistic Director, Brian Phillips. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Bill, Brian, and Chris, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Three of Cincinnati's art venues will be located around Washington Park. One's going to be brand new, the other two revitalized. What's this going to mean for the Over the Rhine neighborhood, Bill?
Well, I think this will benefit the Over the Rhine neighborhood because upon the completion of the renovation, there will be more people coming to Over the Rhine. There'll be more revenues for the restaurants and for the other bars and so forth in the neighborhood. And we're going to be bringing many, many, many more people from all parts of the city here to the cultural district around Washington Park.
Do we have any figures on what the expected economic impact would be from these projects?
I don't, but on a gross basis. But before the renovation, Memorial Hall was had about 60,000 people, and with the installation of air conditioning so that we can operate Memorial Hall on a year-round basis, and the additional programming, we're expecting to be close to about 100,000 in audience annually.
Chris, what do you see as being the impact of these projects?
This has really been an extraordinary transformation in Over the Rhine, something that I've seen over the course of many, many years. And the idea that we have this beautifully renovated, vibrant community gathering space in Washington Park and having not just folks coming down to get something great to eat or drink, but to come down and enjoy the arts, have these great shared experiences together, and then maybe after the show or before the performance, going out and sharing some time with friends and family. I just think it's a testament to what a remarkable transformation we've seen in Over the Rhine, and I'm just really excited about the future.
Brian, as far as the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, moving it over the Rhine, that has to be a big deal for your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know as we talk about what these organizations are going to be able to do to continue to transform, the neighborhood is fantastic, but this is going to cause a significant transformation to us as an operating organization. We've been in a storefront theater, a renovated old single-screen movie theater for the last 15-plus years, and now to be a neighborhood playhouse that's able to be connected to a neighborhood and a community in a very significant way. It's going to allow us to have a bigger impact on the neighborhood around us and better deliver on our mission.
Bill, let's talk about the changes that are being made at Memorial Hall. Tell me what's going on.
Well, first of all, Memorial Hall was built in 1908, designed by Samuel Hannaford, a noted Cincinnati architect. And Memorial Hall prospered during the first half of the 20th century when it was used by the veterans of the Spanish-American War and the Civil War. But there has not been any renovation, significant comprehensive renovation for Memorial Hall in its over 100 years. So this renovation that will be undertaken will be modernizing and improving the hall throughout the facility. We are going to be spending about $11 million on this renovation. The renovation is being led by 3CDC, and Memorial Hall Society will have an advisory role. But we are going to be improving all of the audience amenities. So, for example, we will be adding enlarged and new bathroom facilities, a catering kitchen. There's going to be new seating. We're going to enlarge the stage. We're going to improve the production capabilities within the hall. That includes lighting, the acoustics. It includes the production equipment. It's going to be, and we're going to add, very importantly, a whole new air conditioning and heating system. Memorial Hall has not been air conditioned in the theater throughout its whole existence. So the addition.
It never gets hot in Cincinnati, though.
Well, it has big windows.
More humid.
We've used that as our air conditioning system in May. But once June and July and August came, Memorial Hall had to be closed. So this is going to be a comprehensive modernization and improvement of Memorial Hall.
Were you seeing signs from the number of events being held at the hall that there was a need to do this renovation?
There's no question. Prior to the renovation of Washington Park, Memorial Hall was virtually closed. Our trustee group, when Washington Park began to be renovated, we saw the opportunity to revitalize Memorial Hall. And we undertook a program starting in 2013, 2014 to demonstrate that there was a strong and significant need for Memorial Hall with its midsize performance hall. And so we virtually came from a closed facility to, in 2013 and 2014, we had over 300 performances, concerts, events, meetings were held there by nearly 200 different organizations in Cincinnati, and plus programming that we produced, mainly our signature series events. So it's been a major, major transformation and a demonstration that this renovation was needed and would provide significant benefits for the hall and also for the community.
Now, how far along is the renovation?
Well, we closed the hall in May of last year. Mainly because we didn't have air conditioning for the summer months, but we started the renovation in September, October of last year, and it will be completed by the end of this calendar year.
So, how is this being funded, Bill?
Well, just like most of the renovations of these historical and architectural buildings and arts buildings, it's a combination of funding from the state of Ohio through a grant for $2 million. Hamilton County, which owns the building, has also contributed $1.5 million. Then we have a major slice of funding from tax credit financing, and we also have been very pleased to receive almost $2.5 million from private donors to help fund the renovation.
And when do you expect it's all going to be finished?
It'll be finished at the end of this year, probably in December of this year.
Okay. Brian, let's talk about what's going on with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Tell me about this new theater. Describe this to me. What's being built in Over the Rhine?
So we have a project that is part new construction and part existing structure. So in our current space, we have an effective capacity of about 150 seats per night, which for the past 4 years we have been turning people away, whether that's in evening shows or our educational matinee programs. So we needed to find something that was going to allow us to invite more members of the community into the theater. So this new space that we are constructing is going to be a 255-seat flexible thrust performance space that has a balcony, which is very exciting. But it also it allows us to meet our needs for the patron experience and the number of patrons that are coming to Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, as well as allow us to raise the quality of what we're doing. If you've been to our current space, you're aware that we are vertically and horizontally challenged in our facility, and this is going to provide us the backstage space to deliver the world-class Shakespeare productions that we strive to produce. So you have a much bigger performance space. You have a much bigger lobby space, an education center / studio that's going to look out over Washington Park, that's also able to be used for events. so as well as be used by other members of the community for events. So it's going to be a multi-use space that allows us to deliver and allows us to invite the community to come in and play with us. Now, that's all going to connect to the pre-existing Teamsters building that is there, and that is where the offices and dressing rooms and shop space for the Shakespeare Company will
be. Now, what was the term you used? Flexible thrust?
A flexible thrust.
What is that exactly?
So what we've done is we've worked with GBBN, our architects on the group, and Schuler Shook, our theater consultants out of Chicago, and they've helped us design a space that is reminiscent of Shakespeare's, of the Royal Shakespeare Company's Swan Theater, which has a thrust stage that goes out and is surrounded on three quarters by the audience. But we wanted to make sure that we had flexibility in what we were producing, so our thrust can actually drop down to floor level and allow us to add seats so that we can create a production that is more proscenium-based in nature. And also, that flexible thrust can then drop 13 feet down so that we could put a swimming pool in if somebody so does.
If it gets too hot in the
exactly,
summer.
Exactly, right. So if the windows don't open, you can come over to swim
Hamlet.
In the pool.
Right.
So that allows us a lot of flexibility with how we're able to produce what we're doing, whether it's Shakespeare or the other classics that we produce.
So this was somewhat of a nod to Shakespeare then.
Absolutely.
Are there any other elements like that in the
design?
Yeah,
absolutely. So if you look at the exterior of the building, there was inspiration drawn from the Royal National Theatre in London, Dennis Lasdin's design, which is a very provocative design that has sat on the south bank of the Thames for many years and is home to some of the greatest theatre in the world. So that is part of our exterior look. But inside, the Royal Shakespeare Company's Swan is part of the performance space, part of the desire to have the balcony. But also we're going to be using reclaimed wood and sort of starlights inside the lobby to also be evocative of Shakespeare's globe and the idea of performing on that wooden O under the open sky. You won't be under the open sky. You don't need an umbrella inside or anything like that. But it will be. It's inspired by that. So you're seeing a lot of the history of Shakespeare and how he's been produced through the years showing up in our new space.
Brian, how many performances did you hold at the current location and the number of patrons that you have attending each year at that current location?
Right. So we're at almost 30,000 patrons in the evening in our current location, as well as almost 30,000 students served every year. And we're performing Thursdays through Sundays currently. If you look at the nights that our theater is running, we're basically in operation 340 nights per year, if you include rehearsals, technical rehearsals, or education and classes and programming as far as that goes. What happens in this new space is by having that flexible sort of studio education center on the second floor, it allows us to move some of our programming over there, which allows us to increase our capacity in the main thrust theater, which will help us to expand our programming as our audience grows.
We will continue our discussion about the major makeovers happening at local art venues, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. We're discussing the renovation being done at several local art venues, and my guests are Vice President of Communications for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Cincinnati Pops, and May Festival, Chris Pinello, President of the Memorial Hall Society, Bill Bauman, and Cincinnati Shakespeare Company Producing Artistic Director, Brian Phillips. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Brian, we'll continue talking about what's going on with the Shakespeare Company. Is this new theater going to help you attract a younger audience, you think?
Well, we're actually very fortunate that we have a pretty young audience right now. I mean, we're very happy with the number of students that we see, and that's not just through education programs, but that's through our main stage programming. You know, they go off to college, we lose them for a few years, and we hope they move back to Cincinnati and they continue to be patrons. But I think it will continue to help us to attract that younger audience that we have been attracting. But I think that there are a significant number of patrons in Cincinnati who our organization has sort of been under the radar because of our current facility, and that by being in the proximity of such fantastic organizations as Music Hall and Memorial Hall and kind of being part of that classical arts corridor, it's going to allow us to attract people who might have been unaware that we were in existence until now.
Your current location has this level of intimacy about it. I think that audiences really, really enjoy. Are you going to preserve that same feel at the new theater?
Absolutely. That was very important to us. For some reason, patrons love it when we spit on them or get blood on them. So we don't want to take that away.
That's not true at the orchestra concerts.
So right now, from front row to back row in our current space, it's 14 rows. At this point, with a thrust theater and the way that we're able to wrap that audience around the stage from front to back, it is 6 rows. So in many ways, we are doubling our capacity, but we're also doubling the intimacy that we're able to provide our patrons.
And when will the new theater actually be up and
So we are under construction now, and we will be opening late summer of 2017. So not very far off now.
Chris, Music Hall. Last time that Music Hall was renovated was, what, 40 years ago?
Major renovations, I would say, 40 years ago.
How do the ones that are going on today compare to what was done 40 years ago?
I think comparable in many ways, maybe more extensive in other ways. For instance, on the balcony and gallery levels, you've got the original construction there. So, the second balcony was added a little bit later, but you've got wooden trusses that have been there since the 1800s. So nothing has ever no one's ever gone in and reinforced those with steel. So that's one of the things that's going to be happening. This project will ensure that Music Hall is enjoyed by many future generations of Cincinnatians.
Now, Music Hall is going to be closed for some time. What's going to happen logistically? I mean, where will the Pops be performing? Where's the symphony going to perform? Where are we going to go for the May Festival?
Yeah. So a few years back when we knew this was coming, the orchestra has a wholly owned subsidiary called Music and Event Management, Inc. that also manages the Riverbend Music Center and the Taft Theater. Well, now the Taft Theater. We actually started managing the Taft Theater and renovated that building. We put about $3.2 million into the Taft Theater in anticipation of this. So that beautiful renovated space down on Fifth Street has been serving the community very well with rock concerts and comedy shows. And that'll be the home of the orchestra for both the CSO, the Pops, and the May Festival for the next season. It'll be our home away from home season, and we look forward to being back at Music Hall in October of 2017.
What are some of the other changes that are coming for Music Hall?
Well, everything that's happening at Music Hall has had the audience in mind. So the number one complaint we've gotten from patrons about Music Hall over many years has been the comfort of the seats, which are some of them sort of comparable with or maybe even worse than sitting in coach on an airplane, talking about 19-inch wide seats. Very little leg room, especially in the balcony and gallery levels. The first floor is actually okay on that front. So one of the things I think audiences will immediately notice is that, wow, this is a much more comfortable experience. Another issue that we're addressing head on is the number of restrooms, which I'm not sure we talk a lot about this on the radio typically, but yes, we need a lot more restrooms at Music Hall. In fact, that will increase by over 60%. So people will be able to easily use the restroom and concessions during intermissions, and I think that'll make the experience much better. We're also taking a building that is quite massive. It was originally Cincinnati's Convention Center for all intents and purposes. There have been, in addition to performances at Music Hall through the years, there have been University of Cincinnati basketball games, boxing matches, political conventions, just large
exhibitions.
Things you wouldn't imagine. And but we're taking that space and somehow through some clever engineering, adding over 31,000 square feet to Music Hall without extending the footprint at all. And part of that is, you know, in the paint shop, for instance, backstage, which is a place that no one ever sees, that they did at one point. At one point, that's where you would have gone to see the University of Cincinnati basketball game. It's just a massive space. We're actually able to cut that room and create another space on the second level that'll become another rehearsal space and an event space for the community as well. So we're being very the design team has really looked at the space and doing very clever, creative things. Another thing to point out is it's a historic building, and that is certainly been at the forefront, making it very accessible, but also highlighting those great, grand, historic features. I think when people come into Music Hall post-renovation, they're going to
see the building that they've always loved. You're going to be able to stand in the foyer on that beautiful floor that's marble, and you'll be able to look up and see the beautiful coffered ceiling and the amazing details of the room. Springer Auditorium will have the fascias, then the proscenium, the beautiful painted mural, even the chandelier installed in 1969. That beautiful, beautiful chandelier will be there right in Springer Auditorium. People will come. It'll be the music hall that you've come to know and love, but it'll be far more accessible, far more comfortable for the modern audience member.
513-419-7100 to join the conversation. And let's talk with Jim in Milford. Hi, Jim.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was wondering why, even if you're thinking of the comfort of the audience, and have obviously put a lot of thought into how to creatively use space, why you would take what I consider a positive of a rear entrance to the music hall, which has a covered, protected entrance and just parking right across the street, why you would take that entrance, a very positive thing, and close it.
The timeline entrance that actually there's a pedestrian bridge that connects the Town Center garage on Central Parkway to the back of Music Hall. The pedestrian bridge actually leads on level to the ballroom, which we're not anticipating going away unless we don't control the bridge. So if the city were to tear that down, we couldn't do anything about that. But that entrance actually would remain. But there are steps that can then go down to another mid-level, take a hallway through, and then another set of steps going down to the south hallway. That actually cuts directly through the backstage area of Music Hall. And there's actually dressing room spaces and performer support spaces that are unusable because there's essentially a half floor cut through there. It's also cutting through where we house the largest orchestra library in the world. Some 750,000 pieces of music held in that library that's actually combined for the CSO, the Pops, the May Festival, the Vocal Arts Ensemble, youth orchestras, youth chorus. It's an incredibly extensive library, but lots of backstage operations there for that what is presently an inaccessible entrance. And when I say it's not wheelchair accessible in any way, shape, or form. Of course, we're always interested in hearing from patrons. I understand that that is a convenient entry point for the building. It was also put in the 1970s, I believe 1975, when there wasn't really any parking to speak of in the front of the building, where we now have a Washington Park garage with over 400 spaces. Part of the intent here, I think, is to bring people through the beautiful front of the building. And, of course, we are committed. We want to see that garage remain in the back of Music Hall and Central Parkway. We'd like to see that pedestrian bridge remain as well. And I think it's something that's sort of – there are ongoing discussions around how to make parking in general as convenient and as accessible as possible. But that particular entrance, that timeline entrance that goes – snakes through the backstage is not wheelchair accessible and actually is very disruptive to back-of-house operations for the organizations. And we're really trying to present the very best we can on stage. So – that particular entrance is going away, but there are a number of options being looked at there.
We'd like to say thanks to Nada Huron for listening to 91.7 WVXU today. And we're talking about the makeovers being done at several local art venues with Chris Pinello, Bill Bauman, and Brian Phillips. Chris, I've also heard that part of larger, more comfortable seating means fewer seats by the time all is said and done. And I'm wondering what that's going to mean for the ticket-buying public.
Sure. Well, right now, in our configuration, Music Hall seats 3,417 seats, which I think I'll invent a word here, but it's ginormous. That is a very, very, very large concert hall. And just to provide some context, most concert halls in the world don't come close to that level of seating. Examples, from Boston to Cleveland, Indianapolis, many of those concert halls are actually less than 2,000. Carnegie Hall in New York, which is a fairly large city, seats about 2,800. So Music Hall is very, very large. And I mentioned earlier in the show that the number one complaint we've gotten from audience members over the years has been the comfort of seats. So one of the things that we want to do is make each seat wider and provide more row-to-row length. So basically create more leg room. By virtue of doing that, the seating will be reduced. Also, acoustically, Music Hall has some beautiful spaces and beautiful natural acoustics. Most concert goers in the know prefer sitting up top in the gallery level because the acoustics are so beautiful at top. But also the seats are not super comfortable at that level. One of the things we want to achieve here is a more even sound to capture that beautiful sound, that resonant Music Hall sound people have come to know and love, and evenly
distribute
that. Yeah,
you have a reputation
that.
For having great
yes.
acoustics.
And to more evenly distribute that. So we lose about five rows in the very back of the first level, the orchestra level, that are tucked behind poles far back. And actually, I wish the acoustician was on the program today. He'd be able to describe this better than I can. But it actually creates a more – it captures that beautiful trademark Music Hall resonant sound and evenly distributes that to all of the seats. And just the physics of it, you've got less reflection wall in the back. Music Hall – Springer Auditorium will still look like it does. It'll actually sound like it does. But if you're sitting in some of those pockets where acoustics aren't as good as they should be, you'll actually notice a better aural experience there.
So anyhow, let's go back to this idea now, Bill, that we've got these two newly renovated ones and one new one coming on board. But that's in addition to all the other arts venues that are gathered around inside over the Rhine. This is going to be huge for the community, isn't it?
It definitely will be. Obviously, we're here around Washington Park, our venues and our facilities. But if we just broaden this out a little bit more to include all of over the Rhine and also include the Museum Center, there are six cultural facilities that are underway right now in terms of a renovation. The Museum Center, Music Hall, the Shakespeare Company, Memorial Hall, Ensemble Theater, and the Woodward. When you total up the renovation cost of those facilities, we're at $380 million approximately. And now here is the most amazing number, I think, is that this city, which loves the arts, very supportive of the arts, $371 million has been secured, is in hand, so there is only 3% more of funding to be raised to complete 100% funding on these facilities. I think it's I know from Memorial Hall's standpoint, we are so appreciative of the support of the population of the city, of our city fathers, Hamilton County commissioners, and the state also, which has been very supportive, and the leadership that 3CDC has brought to the renovation of the Over the Rhine community. It's going to make a major, major difference for the next 100 years in the arts and the Over the Rhine community and Cincinnati overall.
Well, Bill, Brian, and Chris, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Vice President of Communications for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Cincinnati Pops and May Festival, Chris Pinello, President of the Memorial Hall Society, Bill Bauman, and Cincinnati Shakespeare Company Producing Artistic Director, Brian Phillips. Coming up, Ohio Valley Goodwill Industries marks a century of service. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.